Jeremy Bradley here, back live from UConn, and I've made a bunch of new friends. Let me count. Two, four. How many friends did I make here, Michelle?
Well, you have three in your team, and there's how many total did we have? I think we had 14 dogs.
Oh, great
total
dogs.
Here today, yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody where we are, first off?
We're right on Tagish Lake at Southern Lakes Resort, one of the most beautiful locations in the world. We have some of our favorite furry friends here, and some beautiful weather, and lots of people coming to visit. And
the view is kind of, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've got the
mountains and snow.
Yeah,
and
we've got the pictures on our website. It's winter.jbonair.com. I'm going to put you on the spot before we get into the hard-hitting questions.
Sure.
We know the names of all of the reindeer on Santa's sleigh.
Right.
Let's look at who, name all of them for me.
Okay,
go.
Sure. This is Ninja. Right over there is Mac. We have Indy, Finn Bear, Mai Tai, Scandic, Chisto, Malkin, Bonnie, Brute, Hazel, Nares, and Summit. And then we got Amazon behind there.
I'm going to check with somebody because you could be making that up and nobody would know.
Yeah, exactly.
I was getting some kisses from Mai Tai earlier. We've got those pictures.
Yeah, Mai Tai's lovely. Mai Tai's run the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod many times.
Let's talk about this because I heard there's an adventure coming up next week. And then was it the other week?
Yeah.
Again, what happened?
Yeah, well, my husband just ran the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest. So a couple of the dogs were in his team. Mac and Amazon, they just finished the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest. He placed fifth. Next week, on Monday, I'm heading to the Iditarod, which is the 1,000-mile race from Anchorage to Nome.
Wow.
And some of the dogs here have done it before. Ninja, Mai Tai, Malkin, some of these guys have done it before, so... Yeah.
What does it take to get them to do this? Because I've got a golden retriever and a lab cross. They would be running all over the place. These dogs stay in line with each other. They just want to run. Is there training? What do you do?
Yeah, well, we start them when they're about 6 months old in harness. These dogs are very, very driven to run, and they've been bred for many, many years to do this. People are always a little bit shocked when they see them because this is called the Alaskan Husky. It's a mixed breed. It's based on the native village dog or the Siberian, into which many different breeds were bred over many years for different qualities.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't breed them for a look per se like a pedigreed dog.
Right.
We're all about what they can do athletically, but these guys live to run. And so they can, they like their job. You teach them what's expected of them, and then they can do it. These guys can easily run, once they're well-trained, 10 hours straight at 10 miles an hour.
Okay, so let's talk about what we've been doing here, because I don't know many humans that can run this far.
Yeah, me neither.
So we started out, with the great view, as you said, here at the resort.
Yeah.
And so the dogs are getting hitched up, and we went quite a distance. We went on the lake, and then we went through some trails.
Yeah, I think you did about almost close 15 miles. Yeah, so what's that, 25K or so?
As you say, nothing for these dogs, though.
No, nothing for these guys. They live for it. It's not a big deal. Quite often, we'll go out camping, do 200-mile trips. Yeah.
Just a road trip.
Yeah, exactly. They love to run.
Well, there's lots of outdoor excursions and adventures that people can do, I know, with your company. So if we wanted to check out more information, where can we do that?
You can check it out at tagishlakekennel.com or Yukon at winteradventures.com. And we offer a range of adventures, summer or winter.
I was going to say, so what do they do in the summer?
In the summer, we...
Pulling boats. Are they pulling boats?
We use a side-by-side. We train them with a side-by-side.
Okay.
And we do educational talks, and we do short runs with them where people can see them in action, how much they love to run. And we can just keep explaining more about the gear and what they love to do.
I hear there's some really cool benefits and perks to their job because I think they eat better than I do.
They do. They have, let me think, they have lamb, tripe, beaver, fish. They have two types of fish. They
salmon
have
earlier, I think, was it?
Yeah, salmon, beef. They have all types of ranges of food. So, yeah, two different types of dry food. So we look at our dogs as athletes. I consider them elite athletes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And they have supplements. They go to the chiropractor. They get massages. They get essential oils.
So they're treated better than I am, too.
Exactly.
My God, I'm in the wrong business.
I know. I wish someone would do that for me. My back could use a rub.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And I hear, is it 60-some dogs? How many dogs do you have?
About 60, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know every one of their names?
Oh, for sure. They're all my kids. Yeah.
You must have an expensive Christmas bill, too, when the holidays are all around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no kidding.
What's the average age of these ones here, or just roughly?
This is quite a young group. I'd say the average age is about 3. Malkin is our oldest at 8. And then the youngest here would be the black kids, and they're just going to be 2 in the fall.
Yeah, I have some criticism. You need to exercise your dogs more. I'm sorry,
you
this
think?
Is just not. I'm phoning it in. I'm calling you. I'm recording you.
I know.
But I understand though. Joking about that. But veterinarians apparently really appreciate the care that you give the dogs. I've heard too.
They do, yeah. And it's interesting enough. I just took some of the dogs that just finished the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest will be on my Iditarod team, and I just took them to a vet check where the vets totally checked them over, and they were just like, I can't believe some of these dogs just ran 1,000 miles. They're incredible. And they wow. even said a couple of them were a little chunky.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, maybe if you skimped on the diet a little bit.
So when these guys are running a 1,000-mile race, they'll burn 10 to 12,000 calories
oh
a day.
God.
So
wow.
They're eating machines. Yeah.
Well, I'll say congratulations and also good luck, right?
Because thank you very much.
And one more time, the websites.
TagishLakeKennel.com or YukonWinterAdventures.com or SouthernLakesResort.com.
Of course, because we love the resort. And I hear there's hockey out here later, too.
There is, yeah. Bring your padding.
Okay, I'll be on your team. You could maybe some of the dogs could be goalkeepers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks so much for having us. It was great.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming.